This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Ryback Show. I'm your host, the big guy, Ryback. Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We are streaming live on Instagram and TikTok, the big guy, Ryback 22. Thank you guys for watching the live streams over there. We are on Facebook at Ryback Reeves, Twitch at Ryback Rules, and here on YouTube at Ryback TV. Super chats are greatly appreciated, guys, and brought up on the screen in between taking calls off of X Twitter over there, health, fitness, supplementation, pro wrestling, anything and everything in between. Super chats are greatly appreciated. I think I just said that twice. But thank you to everybody over on X Twitter Spaces as well. If you want to call in the People's Podcast, guys, this is the place to call in and talk what you want to talk about here. Available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. If you can leave a star rating and write a review, it greatly helps the cause. This show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors for all people, men and women, he, she, and thee. FeedMeMore.com. You guys can save 20%. Discount code FeedMe20, FeedMe20 to get 20% off your orders. All Feed Me More Nutrition, all Ryback merch. Guys, and you get a free shaker bottle with your orders for this month as well, still going on. Check out, guys, my League of Fire. If you want to check out, if you like hot sauce, you like really spicy things, and you want to see what your tolerance is, check out my League of Fire Ryback Pepper Slam Chug Challenge, guys, here. It has all the rules. When you buy it online, it will come to you with the rules. You follow those rules and post it online. It is intense, guys. This is, you literally open this up, follow the directions, you chug it or drink it with a straw on camera, and you've got to do a 5-minute afterburn. This is not for the weak of heart. So if you are somebody who likes heat, you like to test yourself, your mental fortitude on how much you can take, check it out, leagueoffire.com, the Ryback Pepper Slam Chug Challenge. All righty then, moving on. Yes, thank you very much for saying the traps. I've begun slowly cutting. I'm cutting down the carbohydrates, and just yesterday was day one, but today is the higher carb day, and I'll have my cheat meal, but I'm going to keep it within reason and continue in with the cardio and the cardiovascular, the conditioning, the hard conditioning in the sauna. And I'm still going to be consuming a good amount of carbs, but I'm going to eliminate probably the last meal and even the last probably the last meal and my third meal of the day is going to be brought down probably half of the carbs that I was consuming and start and really, really tighten up and see where everything is at. Good to see all of you taking a look at the chat real quick, guys. I apologize. TikTok has been so across the board, guys. I've been very vocal. My social media is unanimously across the board the worst it's ever been once again. I mean, it is TikTok and there's no violations. TikTok isn't even distributing when I do this show now. For the last handful of days, this show normally it goes out 30-something, 50, 60,000 has been the range. It used to be higher. They had lowered that. But that was the range that I was getting for every show. For the last week almost, I've been getting like 4,000 or 5,000. They're only showing it to that many people on TikTok with the 3.6 million. This is the only time that's ever happened is when they have my account is something's going on. But I have no violations. There's no strikes, nothing. And so it's really frustrating. Obviously, Twitter as well. You guys can see it, and it's being done so that it makes it very difficult for me to do the things that I'm doing. This is why they have made it worse the last month or probably a little past that. And Twitter has admitted that I am being suppressed. They've told me twice that I am, but they will not tell me why because I haven't done anything. That's why they can't tell me why with it. It's being done on purpose, and that Elon and the Linda, these people, It's beyond frustrating that this has been allowed to happen for 7.5 years. And I can't stop because if I stop, they win with it. And I know what I'm fighting for. I'm going to get better and I'm going to get on the right platform. And I hope all of these people, everybody involved, I hope they get what they truly deserve with this. No human being should have to ever go through this. I've worked too hard and overcome too much to let anybody beat me with this. And again, Vince McMahon, he is going to have to be the one. He is going to have to face his maker. He is going to be the one that is going to have to deal with all of this. And I cannot let his evil or his hate ruin my life outside of what he's already done and the things that he has cost me with this. And I will never be a victim. I don't give him that much power with it. But in saying that, he's going to be the one that eats it. He likes to always say, you're going to learn to eat shit and like it. He's going to. And I'm not backing down. I'm not scared. I'm not worried like all the other people that are in the business that are afraid of him, that worry about their legacy. I am going to win. And I don't care if I have to make a few enemies along the way with this because I know what I'm fighting for in the past and the people that have all died early and everything and the injustices of this business from him on this is I'm not backing down. And they're going to pay. I am the one, and I've been put through this for a reason, and I've overcome all of this for a reason, and I've gotten this far for a reason, and we're going to finish it. So they can go ahead and take away all my followers. I'll come do this show by myself. You want to take away all my followers, all the platforms? You want to take away all my money? Go ahead. I'm going to continue to do it. You're not going to stop. I'm going to get better, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get on the right platforms, and this is going to be exposed, and people are going to have to answer to this one day. It's going to happen. Mark my words. Hello, hello. And I appreciate everybody that supports. It's just very difficult when if you guys don't know, it's a very small, it doesn't add up. And it's not right with all of this. So, but we're going to keep going. And I appreciate the handful, 4, 8, 10. What do we got? 11, 12 people in here. Thank you guys with that on the 1.35 million on Twitter. So it's, very interesting, to say the least. John says, apparently Twitter X is removing the block feature, which is insanity. Yeah, that's actually, so I have no problem if they remove the block feature, which I've heard Elon with that because they cost them money. Like, but you have to have a way to silence people you do not want to hear from. So as long as they come up with a viable solution that, you know, for the stalker and his thousands of accounts, like there's nobody, you can't tell me that that's healthy to let somebody like that just say whatever they want. And he's doing it to other people as well. Like that, that's insanity to allow that with it. And so they've got some real issues with all of this. And quite frankly, I don't think Elon is a savior, and he's not shown it to be that he wants, I think, to make people believe. I think he's along with everything, with the whole deal of all this corruption. He just kind of does it. He tries to act like he's transparent and like he's on playing for the good guys, but it's just, I think it's being done to misguide more good people into kind of thinking like he's fighting for the good. And I don't really think it is. It's like, to anybody, you do what you want with your money, but it's like, you're so obsessed with wanting to go to Mars. How about we fix some of the problems on this planet? Everybody's entitled to do what they want to do, but it's like, hey, how about we clean up the streets outside your buildings with all the drug addicts and come up with some facilities and rehab programs and get people back on their feet and get the world a functioning society? Because the more homeless people we have on the streets, the more people we have addicted to drugs and alcohol, not being productive members of society, the closer we get to chaos and to that whole purge mentality, that it is getting closer and closer and closer each and every coming week that we continue down this path. So, but hey, let's go keep building rockets that explode, trying to get to Mars with trying to build, like, it's like, Jesus Christ. Do what you want, though, but maybe fix your platform. How about that? 7.5 years. Let's see how far you would have gotten. 7.5 years, everything being suppressed illegally. But I'm not backing down. If you can't tell, I'm very angry over all of this. And then they keep closing cases, and it's like, I'm sick of the time that I've spent and the effort and everything. And I cannot wait for the day. And that's why I just get my health back, and we're going to make a lot of people eat shit on this. I promise you. I swear to God, my life mission on this. This is going to be something that gets taken care of along with a handful of other things. So, all right, let's get going. We'll take a question from Vinny. Vinny, Shawnee, I see we'll get Shawnee in here too. Vinny, what's going on? Welcome to the Ryback Show.
What's up, Ryback? How you doing?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
What's on your mind?
I want to know if there's like any like fun stories of your time in the Nexus that you could share with us.
Fun times. Somebody's asked that before, I feel like, on here. The whole thing was fun, man. It was just fun. It was fun just the traveling, everything, and we all coming from developmental and working main events, you know, after the NXT stuff and getting to do all the main events and working with all the top guys or guys that had been there and had been established and, you know, getting to be in the ring with Bret Hart and at SummerSlam. And like, it was kind of surreal how fast it happened on all of that. I don't really know of like any fun, like stories. Everything was business on all of that period. So, and it happened really quick, you know? So off the top of my head though, I don't really recall, just outside of like, it was fun and just hanging out with the guys and going and eating on the road and, you know, and making a little bit of money and you know, do literally working main events, all the live events and being heavily involved in TV, you know, multiple segments every week on TV and, you know, thinking that we're all going to be sent back down to developmental. So it was all of that was fun, but nothing like, you know, I don't have anything off the top of my head specific.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Nexus run. I thought the debut was awesome. Like, it was such a great, like, introduction to all these guys from NXT.
No, I think, yeah, thank you. I thought it was a really cool thing. And obviously, I think a lot of people could have been so much more, but we made an impact. I think it will always be remembered within the fan base for the impact that we had. It didn't go, the longevity of it wasn't there, obviously, but it was a short, impactful run, I thought.
I agree. And also, I want to ask, what was your thoughts on being in the Royal Rumble? Like, how did it feel to be in the Royal Rumble?
Normal. I don't really, you just kind of show up to the building and it's in the ring that you train and you just go out and you just go, you know, do it. A lot of people always ask, like, what's that like? It's normal. I don't know, because you're in that environment your whole life. So it's not, you're not necessarily, for me, it was never out there. Like, as a fan, it was all business with that. And it's just another day at the office, essentially, just a different for that specific format. So,
yeah, I totally get that. Have yourself a great day, Ryback.
All right, Vinny. Thank you very much. You have a good one.
You too.
Take care. I think, too, a lot of times fans, and I see interviewers, and, like, they'll ask, like, people when they win, or, like, what was going through your mind when you won? Or, like, not just me, just, like, fighters or anybody. It's just, like, you're just in the moment. It's just, what was going through your mind when I won? Like, it's just kind of like, hey, I won. Cool. Like, I don't really and whenever I see interviewers ask those kind of questions, I just kind of like, of all the things, not saying Vinny doing that, but like, he's not an interviewer. But like, when interviewers do it, I always kind of just cringe. I'm just like, eh, that's the question. I was excited. What were my emotions like? That was how I was feeling. All right, we're going to Shawnee. We're getting Shawnee. We're just going to leave Shawnee on for the whole show. Shawnee.
Happy Friday, big guy.
I thought you were going to sing happy birthday the way you started that.
Happy birthday.
Have you ever hopped out of – I feel like you've done that at some point for somebody's birthday. You hopped out of a cake doing the jackass Speedo party boy like gimmick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hell yeah. I've done many things, man. There could be a biography on my life, I think, at one point. You know, I've done so many.
Well, I can tell you what, when this show goes off the air, we're going to have enough material to write 20 biographies for you, Shawnee. 20-part series, 20-book series on Shawnee's life. Somebody's already writing it. They're on book 3 right now with what we've got.
Big guy, I can't. First of all, my friend John is the one that said about X, about Elon Musk with the blocking feature. If they do that and there's no way to block somebody, that's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. Somebody, too, just said in the chat, big sausage in the house. Big sausage in the house.
Real story. In high school, they used to call me, my teammates used to call me Big Daddy Cockfield.
I almost just choked on my BCAAs, man. I wasn't ready for that.
You never knew when I was gonna show it. Like, we would be in the infield, and I would throw like when you warm up the infielders and you're throwing grounders. So I would throw them a grounder and take it out. So by the time they get the ball, all they see is like me naked.
Oh my god! And I forget, like, high school, that's just kind of things. Guys always did crazy things in high school.
We did so many funny gay things in high school.
If you were to look back, it was always just wild things. Like, I remember, too, our high school, nobody showered at our high schools. It was ever in Vegas.
Same year, yeah.
The showers in the boys, like, people would make fun of people if anybody ever tried it. Like, it was crazy. Like,
I wouldn't make fun of anybody, but no. we just didn't have showers.
No, we had them. We had them at both I had an old high school and I went to a new one my senior year, and like nobody, like it was just not even like, it wasn't talked about. Like nobody like said to shower afterwards. Like, and like if you have PE early in the day, and like, I don't even think they gave you time. It was like, you like after PE, it was like, hurry up and get dressed out of your stuff.
Get
and like,
to the next class.
Yeah, it was like,
yeah.
And then like, as you get older, you're like, wait a second. Like, hygiene's really important here. Like,
but you don't even think about it, but imagine being like the teacher and all of a sudden, like the class comes in from gym and they're all sweaty and like, oh my God, I wouldn't even want to know that smell. Like, cause you're in it. So you don't really feel it, you know?
Yeah. Like, but I never even thought about that, because like, I went hard in PE. I mean, I got PE student of the year seventh grade. I was physical education.
Some of the best basketball matches I've ever played in my life in PE. Like,
dude,
literally
same.
Everybody's standing around watching us, you know?
That was one of my – I loved playing basketball. I was a big basketball guy growing up. And
me too.
Had
me
the hoop
too.
At my house. My dad – we had it hooked up to our – my dad installed it to the roof on the boarding of the house and secured it really, really good. I went through a couple of them. I broke one dunking on it. He got really mad. We had to, so I wasn't allowed to do, so he put it higher so that I couldn't dunk for a while, because it was in the driveway too. And it was like curved. But then in high school, I was able to finally dunk in high school. That was the,
wow, on a regular.
Yeah. That was
holy
peak Ryback. I told you I got PE student of the year. I was, There's no slouch.
I didn't even think like the PE student of the year would go with basketball, though. You know what I mean? Because like we played basketball and stuff, but like we weren't graded on the basketball. We were graded on like other things, like doing laps and
all that. Yeah, that's where like I was always first. Like in that, like I was captain. Like it was I was very competitive and all that. So, but it was. I peaked in middle school, and then I was 7th grade physical education PE student of the year and cafeteria worker of the year because they trusted me. I got to feed the teachers because I was really good with like handling like whatever, talking to them and like with the food.
Yeah.
So they trusted me like in the teachers all. I was like a straight E citizenship student and A B. Like I told you, middle school was I peaked. It was the highlight of like. Everything
you
was
want
going.
Some sloppy Joes?
Yeah.
Sloppy for you.
I'd give the teachers, but like I would like the teachers. I knew the teachers that liked extra fries, and I'd hook them up on extra fries.
Oh,
and like,
that's smart.
Brother,
that's
I was smart. I had my Frank Thomas Big Hurt black and white shoes.
Oh, I love that jersey. I love that shirt and jersey. The Frank Thomas black and white and silver.
But I had the shoe. Remember the shoes? The Big Hurt shoes.
No, I don't.
They were the black and white zebra. They looked really silly, like at the time. But like,
shoes.
You'd have to look the big Frank Thomas.
Oh, I see them. Yeah, it looks like a zebra.
Yeah.
The Shaq Gnosis shoes, actually. Remember the Shaq Gnosis?
No, I remember Shaq had a bunch of different things. But I was a huge Frank Thomas fan growing up.
Bro, these are $500 sneakers right now.
Bro, you know what I mean? Had those in high school or middle school, just walking around spilling French fry grease on them.
I've never been a big like sneaker guy. Like,
same.
All my friends used to be like, "Oh my god, I can't ruin my sneakers," and I'm like, "Why do you wear them then?" Like I would literally. I mean, we couldn't afford nice sneakers anyway, so I would always get in my shoes from like Payless. And,
same. We went there a lot too. Yeah.
Oh man, those shoes lasted a while, but it didn't make sense to get nice shoes because I was always putting holes in them.
Dude,
you know?
Same.
Like it just doesn't make sense. Especially they weren't as a kid.
Those Frank Thomas shoes weren't that. They weren't that much when I was a kid. I mean,
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm just saying now.
But like even now, like I wear like now I go for comfort. Like I wear the Under Armour athletic shoes because they fit me. They're the most comfortable, and they like I just buy different colors occasionally. But like for
Did
a while,
try the Rock one. The Rock.
Yeah, here's
shoes?
So that's where because I used to wear Nike Air Max all the time. But for lifting or going
Air
to the
Max.
I loved them too. But they're not
what
good.
Year?
I ever, dude. I bought them for.
No. I mean like Air Max 95s. Like there's certain Air Maxes.
I don't even know. I would just buy. I have a whole rack. I'm gonna actually go give them to the donation thing because I don't wear them anymore. I've got probably 30 pairs upstairs.
Oh, that's
of
nice.
Like. But I don't wear them anymore because the lifting and stuff. And I broke a couple pairs lifting because of the weights. And they popped. And, like, so they're pretty – they're not
– Holy shit.
Because if you're lifting heavy weights and I'm already 300 pounds or 280, 90 pounds, it's not – they're not built for that. They're running shoes, a lot of them, too. So I that's where I bought the Project Rock shoes years ago, and I really liked those. But I go, wait a second. And I was looking on Amazon. Those things are, like, $150, $175. And I was like, they're decent shoes, but I go, they're not worth that. And I go, I bet you the regular Under Armour shoes are the exact same thing, just without the logo. And sure enough, the regular Under Armour athletic shoes are the exact same thing, pretty much, just without the Project Rock logo on
wow,
it.
Wow, that's yeah. I mean, it's usually like that, right?
Yeah.
They put the Rock. I mean, I love that Brahma Bull signal. I love the sign. I love that. But yeah, you're paying for the symbol. Right?
I can tell you though, nobody, not one person, ever recognized. Like, are you wearing those the Rock shoes?
That's
like,
true.
Like,
that's true.
Nobody, nobody cares. And I was like, I'm like, why am I spending another $100 and something for these when I could buy these for $50, $60 on Amazon?
100%.
Dude,
where would the shoe pop, big guy? Like, where would it pop? Like,
squatting, it happened a couple times.
Like, where in the shoe though?
The back air pocket, just completely.
It detaches from the shoe.
The heel, the air pocket goes all the way around the shoe, and there's multiple compartments on it. But the back, the heel one, is the one that popped. I remember I was squatting like 500 something pounds. And it just went, I just felt my right foot sink down. And I go, oh my God. Like, It was like, I was like, thank God it didn't like just pop on one side and like make me rock. And like, you know, it was, I go, what was I thinking? Even I wasn't even at the time. I go, why would I be squatting in these to begin with? I completely forgot. And I just, after that, I go, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I agree. Especially if you're just working out in them, like for sure.
But they're good.
Yeah, they had a bunch like Stephon Marbury. He made like a $15 basketball shoe that you could only get in like one store in New York. So we used to go to the city and pick up like five pairs of them for $100, and they would last like a year each shoe. So like you could switch them around. It was the time when he was on the Knicks, so they were all Knicks colors, like blue, yep, black, and orange, and. You know, so it was good. But
somebody just said, yeah, too, man. LA Gear with the lights, the LA Gear shoes.
Oh, the lights. I used to love those, yeah, shoes that lit up, man.
I remember when the first Reebok pumps came out, I thought that was the coolest thing ever, of pumping up your shoes.
Yes.
What
yes.
are those?
The pumps, so they actually fill up with air. Like, yeah, that's what they do, but they don't do anything. Like, I think they've done science on it. Like,
oh, yeah, and clearly, I don't think it's... Yeah. It was just, as a kid, though, I just remember thinking, technology is amazing.
Yeah, big guy, Primitive is in here. You want us to debate on the aliens?
Why not? I can't mean, I'm sure it beats taking calls at this point. I don't really... I'm Twitter, if X would let me see the show go out to new people, we can get some interesting, crazy. Like I get a handful of people that comes in here because it's only shown to 1,000. It's like, it kind of limits what's going to be asked over time. Like, I'm like, this
you
is.
You ever thought about like bombing this account and just starting a new one?
I have a backup one. It's not, it doesn't, it gets about the same. I got like 1,100 followers on it. I don't use it hardly at all. It's just my backup account if I ever for this, but it doesn't. So here's the thing. They're clearly aware, like I'm on the radar, like of what's like, there's a reason this is going on. And like unanimously on all my platforms, like you do TikTok. I told you they're limiting me now on the live. We went from getting 30 something to 60, 70,000 lives on the show. They've been limiting me now to 4,000 to 5,000 people every day on there.
Even last week you got 50,000.
Yeah, and they just started this for TikTok. That ever since, that was probably the last one. It's been 4,000 or 5,000 every day. Like it went from having like 1,000 people or 750 watching at any given time. I've got 40 people on TikTok of my 3.6 million in here right now.
That is like,
yeah, insane. This is what I've dealt with though, over and over. And I have, by the way, no violations on TikTok. I haven't done anything, nothing. It just, yep. And I sent in another thing. Can you please? And then they just close. They don't answer. They've done this repeatedly. They'll wait forever, then they'll just close the case. And they don't answer what's going on. But clearly, it's being suppressed. Like, but it's doing it everywhere now. So this is where I'm like, when this has happened on different occasions where every platform's been suppressed at the same time, and it's really frustrating because that really hurts.
I feel like you got to go like how Andrew Tate did and like a bunch of these creators did, like because they were being suppressed and stuff and kicked off. Like, I feel like you got to go on one of those.
Yeah. But the thing is again, though, it's going to be I need people talking about it. It's very difficult when
it's hard to gain that traction.
The traction, yes. Because it's my stuff is not. But here's the problem with this is why I'm trying to let you guys. So because not everybody has common sense or looks at this and understands this. A lot of people just see this and they go, oh, this is happening to him because he's been off TV for 7 years or 7.5 years.
Yeah, that's not true.
But
yeah,
they don't realize that. I go, that's why I tried to tell you, I was already like, okay, you can't be the most followed guy on TikTok over any active wrestler and like have been doing something wrong. Like that doesn't just happen, yeah, by accident. So you have to ask yourself, how was I able to do that and get all these views? And then why was that taken away from me? And why has that same thing happened on every platform? And then, but
it's simple math, like it's simple math, yeah, right? 3.5 million followers, and you're getting to 1,800 people. That's 1% of what you should, what it should be going out to. And even if it was 10% or 20%, that would be,
bro, 1%, 1% of my following would be 13,000, 14,000.
Oh, so it's not even 1%.
No, it's then. Zero. It's not even a. It's like 0.01%.
That's crazy.
This is why I'm like, it's not, it's as if I don't even have a following. That's where it is really outside of the hardcore people that know I do this every day that come in, but most people don't even know the show's going on. And I have millions. Yeah. This is why I'm trying to, this is why I have to keep talking about it. If I don't, like I've done that before. If you don't talk about it, then it just completely, I go away completely.
It goes away.
I have to fight this, but the problem is it's going to turn some people that maybe did like me are going to get frustrated and they're going to go, I wish you would quit talking about this. I can't worry about them though. I have to worry about getting to this end goal.
Yeah, this is your livelihood, bro.
And it's literally everything that I've worked for. And so like my thing is just say I could never wrestle again. This is what like this is that and I never was supposed to be able to wrestle again. But I'm going to be able to, but like, I should never even have had to have been put in a position to have to go back and wrestle again. But I wanted to with this, but I go, this is what I'm fighting for now. That's the only logical play that I see is I go get healthy and get back. And then I can get on a bigger platform to then raise more awareness because that's another thing too. Like with Rogan and these guys, realistically now I've been off TV for 7.5 years and I've got stuff going on, but I'm not being seen. Like, they'd have to be aware of the situation and look at it and go, yeah, this guy is being suppressed, but what's the likelihood they're going to spend the time to do that on something that he's not even a big wrestling
and go follow you on another.
Yeah.
Outlet.
And see, yeah, it's very difficult, but if I can get my thing going again, and this is still going on, then they go, oh, we'll bring
then
him on.
You can make the switch
because I'm plugging a big match or an event or something. And then the conversation can switch. With that, unless like, but it's going to take people like on Twitter and the platforms retweeting like Rogan, that Patrick Bet David guy, and like these people that have the big platforms with it. But it's an uphill battle. But that's why I've just been focusing on my health so much. Because it doesn't matter how much money I put into anything, what I do, I'm being silent. So it's not gonna. I can't get momentum, and when I start getting momentum. Like the show, we started getting momentum. Boom, they cranked the suppression up even higher. Everything just went down. It's like, what do you do? Well, you keep going.
The fact that sometimes like I try to speak and then I get blocked or something. Just weird. Like,
yeah.
Stuff is weird stuff. Yeah.
But you can't tell. Like I see everybody else that has all these followings of 25 or 30,000. They do a live and they get hundreds of thousands of impressions. And I'm just like.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
And I go, it just doesn't make sense. And I go, so especially do the show every day on here, people and like, but do you remember when Elon made that announcement? This was like maybe 6 months ago. Now he did it. Maybe it was even early end of last year. He made an announcement that they had found out that there was restrictive coding, but it wasn't on the private. If you switched your account to private, that it would the coding was not embedded in that. And so I switched my account to private for 3 days. I started getting hundreds of thousands of impressions on my tweets, on a lot of them, on that.
So I'm looking at Cardona's page, right? He has 2.1 million followers, right? Some of his posts get like 8,000, 10,000, but then you have some that get into the hundreds of thousands. Yeah. So why, you're very close to him in count, why would that be different? You know what I'm saying?
And he even thinks he's being suppressed, he's mentioned. He used to do way more, and then he noticed he got things where like he started getting really, really low numbers. Months ago.
Like some of his are like 50 and 60. Like sometimes I think on one of them, he did like a rider taker video with Steph DeLander.
And that got in the millions, right?
That got a million. Yeah.
See, that's normal. Like that's where you're getting out. That's what I'm saying. But like, there's just nothing falling into that. It's very evident when my posts are like 1, 2,000, 3,000, they peak at that. And I'm just
so weird, man. You know what the kid asked about Nexus. I don't really know much about Nexus, but I know that Heath was in Nexus.
Yes.
Heath is a part of the Major Pod family, and we love him because he is like crazy. The stuff that he says, big guy, is like the funniest things ever. Like,
oh, I love him.
He called Deanna Purrazzo Ponderosa. he thought her last name was Ponderosa. We all call her Ponderosa now because of him.
he always has been notorious for saying things just hilarious, like without even trying. And it is.
He's funny without even trying. It's just him.
He lived when I lived in Florida. He lived the apartment right above me and across. He was not directly above me, but it was the one right across from me and above me. So, but he had to use his stairs, came right down by my apartment and the stairway on that. And because I think I was on the first level and he was on level two of it. And with him and Steph, his wife. And He was such a good guy, man. They were.
He's such a good dude, man. Yeah. He's such a good dude.
Like, fond memories.
I've seen him take like such. Man, him and Chelsea Green too. She's like, they're just sweet people. Like, yep. They're just nice, kind people. And it's great to see because like I haven't met a lot of wrestlers in person. But the ones I've met for like 99% have been nice. But then you get that 1% of people, and you're like, ah, man, like it just gives you a bad taste in your mouth, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I really like that person. They could be having a bad day or whatever. I get that, but it just sucks, you know. But how about we bring this guy Primitive?
That was just it. Right? I see he's directly been below you now, where it's like it's making it the.
I'm just curious. He's an archaeologist. I want to see what he has.
I don't even know. Wait. So before we get going, what's your argument on aliens? I don't even. That's what.
I was curious why he said that too, but I do believe in aliens for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think that there's other stuff out there.
There has to be. It's just the universe is so. It's just infinite, right? Like, you're going to tell me that there's not, like, some scientists even, like, not scientists, but astrophysicists, they think that there's even duplicates of us in the world somewhere.
I've heard that. Yeah, I don't even really know what this is going to be, but I'll kind of take a neutral stance on it and let you guys have a conversation on I guess he's debating aliens are not real. That would have to be. Let me see if we can add him on.
Yeah, let's see if we can get him on. That would be fun.
This is people that can't see each other trying to talk. We're going to have to be really.
It'll be good.
Primitive, are you there?
What's your name, brother?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing well. So what is your stance on the aliens, Primitive?
Well, you know, I honestly don't know. I watch a lot of Rogan and I do a lot of podcasting. And I mean, the thing is I look at things from like a scientific perspective, and that's because, you know, I've worked in the archaeological field for 16 years, and I go by physical remains, like physical evidence that we're actually excavating out of the ground. But with that said, you know, I try to keep an open mind, and I look at the universe, and it's like, in science, we don't even, we have such a small glimpse. And honestly, space, it fascinates the shit out of me because it's like, it's so big. And as scientists, like, we have such a small perspective on just a very limited amount of information from a few galaxies. And it's like, when you think of all the galaxies in the world, I don't know, man. It makes you question, and especially with what's going on in Congress and like the hearings and all that. I do tend to think that there is life on other planets, but I don't believe it's like, you know, the little gray tight suit, black belt, almond shaped eyes, little gray alien.
Shawnee's on me and Shawnee are on another planet right now playing baseball, and Shawnee's pulling out his balls, doing infield, taking grounders into doing infield right now in some distant galaxy. With that all coming full circle.
So I see what you're saying from an archaeologist standpoint, where you get fossils and you date it back to a certain time frame and that kind of thing, right? So it's all science, which I love science. I will never speak against science ever, because science, most of it is facts, right? So, but when I think about something like the ocean, or if I think of something like, space, like where we can't physically go to these points because we can, you know, it's just so hot or it's too cold or we haven't found a way yet. Like, and you think about these incidents that have happened over time. Like, Chris Rock said this one time in a comedy special. He says, if one person calls you a crackhead, you're probably not a crackhead. But if 15 people start calling you a crackhead, chances are you are a crackhead.
In all fairness, though, unless that's the stalker in one of his many thousands of accounts. That's true. Yeah,
like,
so.
That's a one-off.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, with all these sightings that have, and I don't believe all of them, trust me, I don't. I try to do as much research as I can, but isn't it weird that, like, every time something happens and there'll will be like no remains, like, and like there's just like, it's just crazy. Like, there was a school, it's called the Ariel School in Zimbabwe in 1994, I believe. They all the kids saw an alien ship land, and they got out, and apparently, like, and they separated all the kids. They did it with them all together, and they got their story, and most of their story matched. And they even brought in like these like people who have been like researching aliens for years and years, and psychologists, and a lot of those people that went into it that didn't believe end up believing. It's if anybody wants to go check it out, it's called the Ariel School UFO sighting. And that is what really got my attention into this field.
Where was that at?
Zimbabwe.
What was that? Yeah. Is that recent or was that a long time ago?
No, that was on September 16th, 1994.
Oh, wow.
In Rua, Zimbabwe, 62 pupils at the Ariel School, aged between 6 and 12, said that they saw one or more silver craft descend from the sky and land on a field near their school. One or more creatures dressed in all black then approached the children, telepathically communicated to them a message with an environmental theme, frightening the children and causing them to cry.
Was that Bill Gates?
I was just gonna say, are we looking at
him? He doesn't look like he's from this planet when you first see him. That little belly.
Apparently, what the kid said, one of these, so there's actually a documentary on this. So you'll see them interviewing the kids. So you guys can make your own, assumptions or not, you know, because you'll see what the kids are saying. And one of the girls said, in different interviews, that they didn't speak, but when they locked eyes, they could see like a vision of the world like burning because of what we've done to it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't heard of that one. I know, you know, there's a lot of stuff, and honestly, like I said, I try to take kind of a neutral, unbiased approach, and I'd have to see and read on the story. And then, you know, the first thing that I go to is, again, and I come from a little bit different perspective, but open-mindedness is, you know, Ryback and I have talked about that before, and it's really important. So I'd want to see and try to figure out like a natural explanation. But what I come at it from mostly is the question that Rogan often asks, and like what you see on History Channel, so forth and so on. And that is, did out of the world beings help past people and past civilizations? And, you know, undoubtedly, from excavating hundreds and hundreds of sites all across America into South America, Mexico, we just don't have that evidence. There's no evidence pointing towards that. And, you know, when we look at like the pyramids, the Great Pyramids of Giza, like you look at those and they're amazing. They're amazingly built, but we actually have the full story. And I mean, there's bits and pieces that are cut out and that we're still trying to answer, but the story of who built them, it's all laid out there. The one thing that I wish podcasts like Rogan and Ancient Aliens would show is the physical archaeological evidence of literal murals from high priests of power painting on the walls how the pyramids were built. And it's human ingenuity. So you see that you had a massive, massive group of laborers that would create these thick ropes that were intertwined within each other. And they would take an entire army of people and laborers, and they would pull through like a head trumpet. So they would tie the rope to their head and their backs and their shoulders, and they would pull one block at a time. So wow. So then this guy Fetter, he wrote a book called Frauds, Myths, and Mysteries, and it's really, really good. I highly recommend it. So he gets out there and he says, well, this is great. You know, we have a mural, but we also have to undoubtedly disprove the theory that aliens or extraterrestrial beings built these pyramids. So he gets out there and he does excavation. He hires a crew
and they find these railways. So these ancient Egyptians were building these wooden railways, and they found the exact quarries that they were pulling the stone from. And not only they found the quarries with the chisel marks, but they found the chisels, they found the tools, and then they found gallon-sized jugs of animal fat where they were polishing and slicking these wooden rails up to pull the stone to the pyramids.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, and I wish the podcast would show that, but, you know, no doubt about it. Like, you know, I mean, you look at the universe, you look at the galaxy, and especially what's being talked about in Congress, and, you know, is there life out on another planet? Very possible. And I think that any scientist that comes out and says, well, no, there is no life on any other planet in all of the galaxies. That's just, how can you make such a bold statement when we haven't even explored all of the galaxies?
And we are also now discovering more and more planets, correct? Like out there in the...
Yes.
What
do you think, Primitive, of the recent hearings where they, the guy, and I don't know his name, where he stated that they do have alien life? They are...
So like some of it, I look at it and there's two sides of me and it's like, yeah, you know, this is serious, serious shit. And like all throughout history in the 30s and the 60s, like if this stuff was going on, like it would make national headlines every single day.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I look at this and I'm like, with what's going on in our country and like the political divide and division, is this just a distraction? Like, is this a manufactured distraction to keep us off of real issues?
But are they, even with that, I feel like they're not really talking about it all that much for what they, you would think that would be bigger headlines.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it's not even, so if it is a distraction, it's like, it's not really, they're not like pumping it at us every day. At least I haven't seen it like on everything. Cause usually something like that would be pushed out hard. So I don't know.
His name is David Grush, and he's a former U.S. intelligence official, and they have made sure that he has the clearance that he says he has. So everything that he said so far has been right, like with his clearance and his jobs that he worked for them. So, I mean, I don't know why he would lie about something like that.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know, it's definitely something that anybody from a scientific perspective, like you have to look at that stuff and you have to say, holy cow, you know, this is really coming out. It's starting to get national media headlines and like more disclosure each and every day. And, you know, like, again, we look at the universe and it's so massive. And to say that there is not, there's no life on other planets. Like, I can't definitively say that, but at the same time, like, I can't say there is, because I want to see the DNA as an anthropologist and archaeologist. I want to see the physical remains, the evidence, the bodies,
yep.
You know, the technology. And then if that comes about, bro, I'm fucking everywhere, like all over YouTube saying this is crazy.
so the way I look at it, Primitive, is that I believe that, like, because most of these people that come out, like, they have nothing to gain. Like, they get looked at as a joke most of the time. So, like, these guys in such high positions, like, they're not gaining anything from this. And most of their people in their field decredit them for doing such things. So, like, to me, it's like, why do it if they didn't see it?
Yeah. That's another perspective, but, like, you know, we look at think about this at the same time. Like, you have Russia's military and the Chinese military, and to some extent, even our military, like, we're so secretive on new and up and coming technology. Like, I have a friend who served in special forces, and he says, Jeff, the aircraft and the military equipment you're seeing right now is like from 15, 20 years ago. He says, it's so
That's crazy.
Time. I've heard that. Yeah.
So, like, I wonder, are the things we're seeing with these craft and, you know, things in the sky, is this military equipment that's in the testing right now that we're going to start seeing in national headlines and, God forbid, wars in 15 to 20 years from today.
I see what you mean. That's a good point.
Yep. Shawnee, at any point, I feel like you would have had a story like fire in the sky, like on a family camping trip, and you went to go take a dump in the middle of the woods, and then the beam picked you up, and then we found you months later naked on the side of the street because you love to be naked. Any stories like that, Shawnee, in your life that you've not told us about?
To be honest, like, I love the sky, but in New York, we don't have clear skies. So, like, when we look up, we barely see stars. So, like, it's pretty sad, honestly, because when I go other places and I look up, you see a million stars, and it's beautiful.
Oh, we have them here in Vegas. I love them, man.
I wish I had that, but it's like so smug.
Just move the family out here, Shawnee. Let's go.
Oh, man, I would love to.
Go work out occasionally, get you in the best shape of your life.
I would be 150 pounds if I lived next to
you. Could be just be here in person doing the show right next to me every day.
But I do have a question, Jeff. What is the oldest fossil that you found personally? Like, do you go out and look for them, or
so I don't excavate fossils. My area of study is like prehistoric people. So from the Paleolithic era, 18,000 years ago, to honestly modern times. Like, usually it cuts off around the 1900s. But I deal with like prehistoric remains, and the oldest thing that I found was a Clovis point, but it was super, super early. And this is like a Clovis point. So they, in other words, they used these projectile points to hunt mammoth with, and they hunted the mammoth with a system called the atlatl and dart. And actually on my YouTube channel, I don't want to plug away because like the big guy show is awesome. And like, that's what everybody's here for, but I did.
Oh,
it's okay, man.
Oh, you're allowed. Yeah.
I did a reproduction of one, and like, I was testing it out and the penetration, and like, I work with several of the local museums out here, and it's incredible. I mean, the amount of power that these atlatl and darts have, they far surpass the bow and arrow. Like the bow and arrow, it's so amazing. Like when you see some of this stuff, like you see this gradual change of human history throughout time and space to where people were hunting these big, gigantic animals with these Clovis points. And then as animals start to shrink down in size and they become faster, they become more alert, like the technology rapidly changes. But what's interesting with that, like to take it beyond a different level, is you start to see nutritional supplement like also increase. That's when people start to cook food. And that's when people start to really gain, you know, access to fire and plant medicines. And then you see this big art explosion at the same time. So you see animals starting to shrink down in size, but you see technology rapidly accommodating that all through nutritional supplement and the mastery of fire. So, yeah, it's just, you know, archaeology is so fascinating in that way. But the oldest thing that I found was a Clovis point, and it was actually stuck in a mammoth bone. Whoa. So it was stuck in a bone, and the tip was ripped off. And, you know, it was really incredible. And that was in Tucson. So Tucson, Arizona, a little bit south.
Primitive. What would you say with my facial features? I've been called a Neanderthal throughout my life. What time period do you think I'm from? Looking at based off my mammoth forehead.
Dude, freaking barbarian, man.
Yeah.
Fucking barbarian.
I do believe I have come from a long line of Neanderthals. And like, I started reading and got way more intelligent than I ever should have became. I would have thrived in the caveman days, though. That's for sure.
No, you really do. You have that facial structure, big guy.
I just
swear to God.
I do. I just look dumb and like I would just go hunting all day and like and come back with loads of meat for the village.
You would be like the king of the feed me tribe.
Just me with sneaking into other women's caves at night to go feed them, and I'd be called the meat man. That was my nickname back in the Neanderthal days, meat man.
Yeah. Jeff, how many times you got me in front of that? Well, like, and they call you Ross from Friends.
Oh man. No, I've been fortunate enough not to get that, but I always get, you know, I you're, I'll tell you what, like, you know, single guy, you know, you go to the bar, like you're out having a good time, you know, listening to good music and all the ladies, like you start talking and flirting, you know, like, I'll tell you, the best freaking pickup line is like, when you tell a woman you're an archaeologist, the first thing they say is like, oh, like Indiana Jones. And I used to be like,
wow.
Yeah, bro. So like the women, they get really fascinated with that. Like, ooh, an archaeologist, blah, blah, blah. But like now I get the shit of like, oh, like Graham Hancock. And it's and like, I can't use that line anymore. So it sucks, dude. Like, I'm like, oh, like a nerd like Graham Hancock. And I'm like, oh, man.
Bro, my line would be like, hey, I found this big bone from 1989, and I could show it to you.
Yeah, it's a little south.
No, man.
But thanks for coming on, Primitive. And thanks for having us on. Man.
Oh, no, I love it. Fun. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. That was fun.
Yeah, you guys take care.
All right, Primitive. Take care. Later. Good deal. Thank you guys very much. Shawnee, thank you as always. Shawnee, now I picture Shawnee Fire in the Sky. I want to just, Shawnee, the remake of Fire in the Sky 2 starring Shawnee. I'm taking a look at the chat here real quick. Someday someone says in the chat, someday somebody's going to figure out how to unlock the 90% untapped potential and figure of the brain and figure this whole thing out. Yeah. Well, I think, and I've talked about this with you guys before with artificial intelligence, I've actually been using the Snapchat AI, asking it, and it's very fascinating what they will allow it to answer and won't allow it to answer. But they said that's just public AI. There's private sector AI that's not regulated. There's nothing. And so who knows what they're trying to do with that. But like, essentially, I believe in like, this isn't like a conspiracy theory or anything. They have chips and they have things they're working on to implant into humans if they don't already have it. Elon's talked about it, I think, with the Neuralink. Is that something where they can cure certain things? So like, obviously, clearly, with part of that being the intentions to be for good. But with that, there's a lot of ways that can go. But one of the things I've talked about, and this is where I think we're enjoying our final days or time period of being really human, even though that's being distracted with the social media, but there's a lot of it. We're still human. I think though, there's going to get to a point where the ability to merge with AI and with technology, there's no doubt there's going to be people that are going to want to do this, where I believe like the world's going to be, you know, I like the being human and the differences in all of us are going to become much different, in the sense of, I think that if you want to learn how to speak a different language, like Spanish or Italian, you're going to be able to upload that through a program for how much ever money and speak perfect Spanish or perfect Italian. I think there's going to be people that have that are going to be able to essentially with AI and that God mode of like AI learning and continuing to learn, where they're going to be able to merge the knowledge of AI with the human brain. And once we start going that route of endless learning of like, and it where it's just insanity, I feel like. And I think that there's, because that's, people are going to try to do this, and then governments are going to be trying to use that to their advantage. Other governments are going to be trying to use that to their advantage. People are going to be trying to use that to their advantage. And then it's going to be just like, the world will not be anything like what we have known it to be in our time anyways with this. And I really do. I think because they're working on all this stuff. So it's not like it's not out of the question. And I talked about this stuff years ago. I just kind of like, I was like, because it's just how it is. And then with the ability of AI to learn and correct itself very rapidly with that. And also with human involvement on that. And guidance, it's like, you know, there's going to be somebody that who wouldn't like want have all the knowledge in the world uploaded like that and be able to, you know what I mean? And to be able to get updates, and like, it's crazy with that. What if that becomes the new normal for people that have that, where they, you could be, but they've talked to, this isn't that, like, I know in what's his name? Alex Jones actually talked about this at some point. I don't know how long ago it was, if it was years ago, that the elites and them, they are working on something like this of merging with AI for what I just said with that. And like it's, and I just go, Jesus, I was thinking about that years ago, not even knowing any of this, that like, I wouldn't be shocked if that was the route that they took. And so, but life as we know it will be completely different, like on that, because now like that would be the new normal with it now. And like, you look at it, you go, what if, would that solve a lot of problems? Would that be able to correct? But people would essentially be linked up to the AI God mode of whatever that is with that. Like, would having a chip be standard? Like you're born and like, you can't, you're just implanted right from birth. Obviously it would take time to get to that point. Right. But like, it's crazy. That's why I think we're just kind of, things just keep getting crazier and crazier with all of it. More Simpsons episodes keep coming true. And whenever they're talking about the aliens, all I think about is that the Simpsons episode where the president or whoever was the figurehead rips off and they're an alien. It's like, would you really be shocked if Biden and that little lady with him that does all the talking for him, if they just like ripped off their faces and were like two alien creatures? Like, I wouldn't even be shocked at this point in time. I'd be like, oh, that makes more sense, actually, why he couldn't speak. Like, okay. But we'll have to see. Thank you, guys. Yeah, Shawnee does definitely, he's awesome on this show. Always appreciate the Shawnee call-ins. Primitive, oh, thank you very much also for coming on. I enjoyed that. We did see two in the news today. There was with Cash Wheeler, and I wasn't going to say anything until I'd saw right before it went on that it was he was arrested previously, or there was charged with it was essentially, I don't know if it was a road rage incident where he'd flashed a gun, but hopefully it looks like he's out on bail, and hopefully all this, I think he's going to lose his weapons, whatever weapons he has. I don't know for how long. I don't know if that's a permanent thing or if it's for a period of time, 1, 2, 3 years. I'm not sure on that. But the hopefully everything gets smoothed over and he doesn't have a prior record or anything like that. But you've got to be careful out there. It's fairly easy to lose your temper. But you do something like that, you know, there's repercussions with that. So hopefully wishing for the best for all of that with everybody involved.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
James, thank you for saying the Trump impersonation was amazing. Thank you. Bring on another caller here. We'll bring on Jan. Jan, welcome to the Ryback Show. Hello. You just got to turn that speaker on the bottom left, Jan.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, big guy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's on your mind today?
Don't know if I can top that, but I'll try. So a couple stories. First, I think I want to say it was 2014. I'm from Southeast Missouri. but I live up by Kansas City now. But about 2014, I don't know if you remember this because it's a small town, Popper Bluff. You remember Popper Bluff, Missouri?
I know Missouri. I don't know. Did you say Popular Bluff?
Well, a lot of people call it that. There's not a U and there's just Popper Bluff.
Okay.
You guys tend to, I don't even want to call it an arena. I mean, it's very small venue. I'm surprised you guys even came. It might have been on the way to St. Louis or Kansas City.
Yeah.
I would say. But I remember seeing you there. I didn't meet you or anything, but I seen you in the ring doing your arm pump with the Feed Me More. And that just gets me going every time I see that. Cause, well, I mean, that's the point of it, right? Get the crowd going?
Absolutely, yeah. We would do live events at smaller venues sometimes, depending on where the location we were at, though. So
I was happy. Like, I couldn't believe, like, because we're talking about a town of, like, 16,000. I mean, really pretty small. So I was surprised, but I was happy. I couldn't pass it up. And I remember they had the spinner belt there that you could take a picture with the cardboard cut out of John Cena. So I took advantage of that. But anyway, so that was my story on that. And then move up the timeline a few years. So my wife had no idea who you were. And sometimes we take trips back down in Southeast Missouri. It's about a 5-hour trip. And you'll come on, and I start listening to you. And she's like, who's that? And I'm like, well, that's Ryback. Right, who? I'm like, really? I mean, we sit there and watch wrestling all the time. You know who Ryback is? So, of course, I fill her in. She's like, I really like listening to him. He's got such a calming voice.
Oh, I appreciate that. Tell her.
Like, you know, she's listening right now. You can tell her.
Thank you very much. I try my best.
So she's speechless, I guess. But she's just giggling over here. But no, hey, you know what? That tells me that I'm okay with listening to you. Won't complain about it on the road. So, which you're actually on the road now, going back home. But so I had back to the questions. So number one. I created this Twitter a long time ago, back when Twitter was new, or newish, but I never really touched it. Like, I just downloaded the app today so I could get on the phone with you, hopefully. So I'm not really familiar with Twitter or X or whatever it's called now. So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking for you on here, and I've seen three different... things. So I was just wondering, do you have three different Twitters on here?
This is my main account, this one, at Ryback, and then I've got a backup, at Real Ryback, is my other account that I just I created that a few months ago with all of this, just in case.
Okay, I followed a third one called The Ryback Show, so I'm guessing that's not you.
Nope, those, the Ryback TV, Ryback Show, and FMM Nutrition are all my business accounts. Those are my, they're my business accounts, so yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I'll keep following. I just want to make sure I was actually following the real you. So, all right. And then my second question, I know you touched on this earlier with Shawnee, but I had a thought, and you would know more about this than me, but as far as the Twitter suppression and all that, is it possible when Elon bought Twitter that maybe somewhere in there was either he had to partner, to keep the partnership with WWE, or had to finish it out, or anything like that. And maybe that's why it's not your account's not fixed yet.
But it was so one though they are partners still. That has been they do have a partnership with them. So whatever that agreement was whatever is still intact. But the problem with that is it's illegal to do this. You're suppressing somebody that has nothing to do with that.
Right.
So that's where their agreement for whatever they have has nothing to do with me. It shouldn't with that. But it's there's clearly not, like I said, I know what's going on. I think more and more people are becoming aware because of how much I've talked about this and the overwhelming evidence of just looking at, like, the numbers don't make any sense anymore. they haven't made sense for a long time with it. So, I've just got to continue to be proactive, and eventually here I got to get healthy, get cleared, and I got to get on the right shows and bring more awareness to this to put pressure on them. It's the only way that this is going to get fixed, I feel like, because I don't know. Other than that, like, I've tried, I've like hundreds of cases. I've spent so much time on all this, and I just know that I can't stop, because if I stop, they're going to win with it. So I have to keep going and just try to find a way at some point to get this, the right thing done.
Definitely. Yeah. I just wondered if Elon could do anything to end that partnership. I would assume he'd be allowed to at some point.
I wish they would acknowledge. I find it the most disturbing part of all of this is them not acknowledging anything, even acknowledging me on the platform. I don't think they could even see my account. I really don't. I think there's so much risk, like, just, I don't think I'm seen by so many people. I know I'm not, because I see the impressions, and it's my reach has been stifled completely with it. But it's the Linda, all the people, like, they've had to have seen, you know, a tweet at some point in time. But we live in a corrupt world, man. And like, these people, if they're partners with them and there's all this money on the line and changing hands, and, you know, he's all about making money, and that's fine with that, but not at the expense of silencing people, especially somebody who's done nothing wrong with all of this. So, I mean, it is, I could tell you guys, this has cost over seven figures for 7.5 years. Well, on top of the perception of what it is, but it's all going to be made up at some point in time.
Right. Oh, I can't wait for the day when you actually go to these places face to face when they can't do anything, but they have no choice at that point. They have to say something.
And I have all this evidence that we have proof that nobody can argue that I am being suppressed. These companies have all admitted I'm being suppressed. They will not, they don't have anything factual of why. There's no posts, there's nothing, no violations. So these people are going to have to answer at some point in time.
Well, when you have nothing but lies on your side, it's kind of hard to come up with any facts to combat somebody that has nothing but truth on their side.
Exactly. So, that's why I say the truth always wins. It just takes time, and you just got to keep fighting, and eventually these people are going to be put in the hot seat. So.
You got the most perseverance I've ever known of a person to have. My hat's off to you for sure.
Thank you.
You definitely inspire not just me, but I guarantee a lot more other people to. I mean, 7 years of this, everybody else would have quit.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, you know.
But I just know that they win. If you quit, if I quit, they win. That's why I just go one day at a time. I can't, Vince. I'm not bowing down. I'm not crawling back. I'm going to put the pressure, and he's going to come back and be faced with all of this. He's going to lose. So I will never quit. If none of you guys listen to this show, I'll talk to myself for 2 hours every day if I have to. Like, I'm not stopping.
Well, that's funny. My wife, I keep putting her in the spot, but she was listening earlier, and she's like, I like it better when it's just him talking.
Thank you.
Like, I don't like this new thing that he's doing. I like when it's just him talking. I'm like, well, yeah, but it gives people like me a chance to talk to you too. So,
yeah. I try to keep a balance of when I talk and then have people on and try to keep it balanced, but I understand.
Like, that's it.
Jan, I appreciate you calling in, brother, and I hope you guys drive safe to where you're going, and I look forward to having you back on sometime.
Yeah, I'll do my best. I'm a regular. I usually have to catch the show afterwards. Unfortunately, just the timing's always off. But I was able to do it today, so I'm glad today was the day I got on.
Oh, no, thank you. Man, your support is greatly appreciated. And, you're always welcome to pop on. If I see you in here, I'll get you back on.
I appreciate it, man. And you have a good rest of your day. I know you're a busy man. And I'll get off here so other people can get on.
Good deal. Thank you, Jan. And to your wife, I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Good deal. Thank you very much. I appreciate all the love and support, guys. and take a look at the chat real quick. Somebody says, do you think your suppression would be lifted if you were to join AEW? Surely they could have some pull to make that happen. Yeah, I don't know. It would be, I've talked to people over there and I don't know how deep their social media influence is yet at this point in time. The odds would be increased. There will be, if I were to go back to TV, just for the fact of being on TV, there would be a bump in stuff from going on TV, from people being aware that I was back, and then they would search and be able to find it. So that would increase from a search, but not from being put on people's feeds with that. And so you got to understand too, that no matter what you do, I got to get that lifted though, because whatever I do, it's like what's going on right now. And like even something I put out and it gets 5,000 likes, and it should be, if that was something that would normally get 70 or 80,000 on a normal account, or 100,000, or with the potential to fall into the algorithm and then get hundreds of thousands or millions of views. Like, I've lost that ability on many of the platforms. The only one where I'm still getting a small bit is TikTok. And even that has been decreased massively from what I was. So like, even occasionally when I get a post that it hit a million on there, which happened just this week, it happened with one of my posts at 1.4 million on that. That's a post that normally that could have been 10, 15, 20 million. Could have been a lot more than that with it. But so that's a massive difference. But a lot of people will just look at, they go, oh, you're still getting views. So they don't understand. I go, you don't understand the grand scheme of this, of how much that impacts though, and how often it's being taken away when it was happening all the time before with it. So I've just got to keep fighting. And like, but Twitter has been by far the most heaviest hit platform for me, because that is where our voice is the most powerful. So that was the first spot that WWE and Vince tried to discredit me, was taking everything away from Twitter to silence me with this. It's just now concerning Elon, and we're going to see, he keeps talking about they're going to allow the, I know that we've talked about it earlier on the show, they want to take away the block feature. And my thing is, they have to have an alternative for that, of some sort of mute or silencing, to where people at least, where you just can be, where they non-existent to you. And I don't care what you call that, that needs to exist. You can't just let people just, it's chaos with that. And the other thing is him saying they're going to make transparent the shadow banning or the suppression, that they're going to tell people. My thing is, well, you guys have lied on so much. So now we don't know, when you could say somebody's suppressed, how do we know you're not using that same technology in suppressing somebody and just not saying it? Because that's what they're doing right now. And they're not just doing it to me, they're doing it to a lot of other people. But it's just concerning. It's just concerning that, like, I really believe, and I put out a tweet, I believe we should have user agreements in for our protection. I do not believe ghost banning, shadow banning, or any suppressing. I don't believe it needs to, it shouldn't exist. You're either in the rules or you're not. An account is either active or it's banned or it's suspended. You do not need, what purpose of allowing content to stay but suppressing it? It can only be used for evil. That's somebody's opinion on that, in that platform, that post should then be limited. Now when you're doing that to an entire account and a brand, the perception on that is, it is, that is huge, the impact that has on how people view you. Takes away, I can tell you guys, it takes away sponsorship deals. When you have, I should have multiple sponsorship deals with my following with that. Most people do. I can't, because I don't have the numbers for it. When you get sponsorship deals and they go, you have a massive following, we want it. Well, oh man, you don't get a lot of views. Why don't you get a lot of views? That's not right. Yeah, I'm being suppressed. You can't do anything. This is where I'm telling you guys, this is the impact that it had, then the perception. And then people look at you and they go, here's what people do. They look and they go, oh, he has a big following. Oh, people know him. Why does his follow? Why is everything so low? Everyone I've ever met that does like marketing or different, they instantly same thing. They go, oh my God, why are your numbers so low? Yeah, I know. They weren't before, but I know with it. And it's like, look, I don't have anything. They won't answer. And these companies won't give a specific answer. They just close cases. But I think we need user agreements where this stuff, I think it should be eliminated from being used altogether. And these companies should be held accountable. But like Elon, I don't think he's any better saying he wants to make it transparent and have a little feature that shows your poster being suppressed or not. I think that's just another cover for him. So like that's him. That's their way of saying, oh, no, we do have this technology, when they lied about it previously and all the prior regime lying, saying it never existed. And it's existed from the beginning. And this did affect the election, the last one. This has affected a lot of things. They've been using this for God knows how long now on all the platforms. Zuckerberg's already admitted to it with it. And he had the FBI involvement. They pressured him with it in the government. So it exists. And everything I've said from day one, this has all been around. So it's not crazy conspiracy theory anymore. You just have to ask, how does this guy that is positive and fun and puts out health information, how's this guy a threat to the world? Or is it the multi-billion dollar WWE evil Vince McMahon wanted my social media to silence me and discredit me? They didn't get it. They were denied with their NDA with it. They wanted me to sign it over and never talk to about it ever again, right? But instead, they were denied. I talked about it, so they had me silenced everywhere at multiple different times on the platforms. So, and I'll keep hammering that down until it's going to get heard by the right person, and we're going to get this figured out. And then even when it gets fixed, there's still going to be people that goes, oh, you deserve it. You shouldn't be allowed this and that. I don't care about you. I care about what's right and being able to take care of my family. So, and the truth is going to win. Super chat, Jan the man. The wife started giggling when she heard herself giggle. Good talk, Ryback. Till next time, feed me more. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you, thank you. I heard the last giggle at the end when I said you and your wife. That was funny. Let me see here. We'll bring on another caller here for the show. Bring on Richard for a question. Richard, welcome to the Ryback Show.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How's it going?
How's it going, big man?
Doing well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Wow, man, I can't believe I'm talking to a wrestler. This is freaking awesome.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, and I know to watch my late language, so I'm going to try not to drop any F-bombs.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, man, going back to what you and Shani were talking about, aliens, man, I got like 3 or 4 stories on that.
Have you been abducted?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But it was about 15 years ago. I was at Bike Fest at South Padre Island. And it was late at night. And then out of nowhere, I looked out at the ocean and see this one light in the sky. Like, no stars, just one light. And I'm looking, and then out of nowhere, a second light just appears out of nowhere. And then about 2 minutes later, a third light appears. So it forms like a triangle.
Okay.
And they're just dimming on and off, like, at different times. So I told my cousin, hey, dude, do you see that? And he's like, see what? And I told him, look like towards the east. And he's like, oh, dude, what the hell is that? I was like, I don't know. And like there was no noise, no helicopters, nothing. It was dead silent. And then my uncle, who was drunk and knocked out, we woke him up and told him and told him to look towards the east as well, and he saw it. My aunt came out, my other cousin, and then all of a sudden, one disappeared, the other one, and then the third one. And then about 3 minutes later, they appeared further, higher in the sky, just doing the same thing.
What year was this at?
Oh, man. I would have to say, okay, well, then this was probably, I say like 2008.
Did you guys have any phones at that time or no?
We did. But the cameras at that time weren't that great.
Yeah, they wouldn't probably pick up if the dark out there, probably.
Yeah, no, but dude, like that was something freaky that I've never seen. And then another time with my same cousin and the uncle, we were at their place, which is like out of the city, so like the city lights weren't really involved. And my cousin, my uncle and I were just talking back and forth, talking about, you know, stories about my grandpa, my dad. And my cousin was just looking up at the sky, you know, just staring. And then out of nowhere, in like, I guess a panic, he goes, look, 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 look. So we all look. And what I saw was like a blue streak, kind of like in Star Trek when the Enterprise like takes off.
Yep.
I saw that trail, but what my cousin saw was he said he saw this light just there, and then he just saw this blue light just glow brighter and brighter and brighter, and then just shoot off. So,
and where was this at?
This was at their house outside of where I live. So the city lights didn't have any effects because they live.
What city was this?
It's a city, it's called Edinburgh, Texas.
It's okay.
Way down south.
Yeah, no, Texas is notorious for having a lot of sightings that are people that claim in Texas, so.
Yeah, and there was another time I was in San Diego, because I served in the Navy. And we were out at sea, so obviously there's no lights out there. Mm-hmm. I was out on the flight deck, getting ready to run the elevator, and I was just looking out, of course, out at the ocean, and I just see these two, like, yellowish orange lights just going by, like, so fast, and we didn't have any jets out at that time, and it was silent. The only thing I heard was the water, and I was like, what the hell is that? No one else saw it that I know of. And then, yeah, they were going pretty fast, and then they just shot off.
Yeah, no, I believe it. I think everyone, yeah, man, it'll be interesting to see what happens with everything here.
Yeah, so, I mean, I do believe there is some sort of life out there. I know people are saying, like, no, there's no way. I was like, how can in the entire universe we be the only ones living?
Yeah, well, Shawnee is in the chat still. Shawnee says he believes you 100%, so.
Yeah, and I've told this story to my wife, and she's like, I don't believe in that. I was like, okay, wait till you see something, then you might.
Yeah, that's what we'll have to just wait and see what happens. It's nothing would shock me at this point in time, though, so.
Yeah, same here, so, you know.
Well, brother, I appreciate you coming on and sharing that, and I hope you have a great rest of the day and look forward to having you back on.
Thank you, Ryback, and have a very good day and enjoy your weekend, bro.
You too. Thank you very much, man. Take care.
Thank you.
Good deal. Thank you. That turn blinker was on for a while, huh? Yeah, I didn't want to say anything because he was talking, so that turn blinker was going strong. He was either at the world's longest light or just making constant turns, driving in circles. Taking a look at the chat here real quick. Yeah, he's sitting in traffic. KG, I hope aliens snatch me up before Biden torches the country. We have a hurricane, by the way, making its way. Our weather is about to dip here in Vegas. I didn't bring it up. It's coming up through California this weekend. It's overcast today here. The temperature today is supposed to be the last hot day. It's supposed to drop down into the 80s, 70s, and 80s here, which is unheard of in August in Vegas. And we're supposed to have, we're going to, hopefully it stays on the path that it's in for. And it's going to hopefully calms down before it gets to the mainland there. But like, this is pretty rare, this kind of stuff for the West Coast. I was like, I've never heard of anything hurricane wise. I thought we were immune to this stuff. But like, if it were to change course or anything, I was like, man, but we might get hit with some pretty high winds here with that. So we'll have to wait and see. I hope my damn fruit trees are strong enough to withstand it. I'm going to have to put something to hold up. There's a couple of them. One of my plum tree is growing really big, but the branch, it's just like if a high winds, I'm like, don't want to lose any fruit trees. That's a lot of years of watering down the drain. So I'm going to be out there trying to hold down my fruit trees, just fighting the hurricane off. Stay strong, little plum tree. Lost my moringa tree after it didn't survive the winter. That really pissed me off. That moringa tree, I was proud of that thing. It was getting huge, and it just didn't survive the winter. It needs to just survive one. But I also, you could buy a blanket for your tree. I thought that was a little bit, I was like, oh, I don't want my tree to be a pansy. I want it to be tough. And I should have got the blanket for it and put it over it at night. But it doesn't get that cold, but it just, for whatever reason, it didn't survive. So poor little moringa tree. We're going to get another one, though. But yeah, I would love aliens come. I'd like to do a feeding time video with one of the aliens. Maybe go take it down, get it high. Take it down to Jack in the Box and get the Snoop Dogg new munchie meal down at Jack in the Box. I'm thinking about doing that today. Can anybody tell me, too, are you allowed to smoke marijuana on YouTube? That would be an interesting. If I do the Snoop Dogg munchie meal, I was just going to smoke weed and do the meal. Nothing crazy. Just take a few hits and then do the Snoop Dogg munchie meal and see how that does on YouTube later. Can anybody, Shawnee, can anybody give me a clarification? Can you? You're not allowed to smoke on YouTube. I would have to smoke prior. Yeah, they're soft. So I would have to take a few hits prior to it and, or just pretend that I'm high for the video and do that Snoop Dogg munchie meal. Just get blitzed. I'll do it late, right before bed. Just smoke Shawnee style. Just make myself go full blown. And then do that Snoop Dogg, get that meal Postmates here. And do that Snoop Dogg munchie meal for Monday. Yes, you can. Mike does it. Well, that's Mike Tyson, though. This is me now, where they look for any reason to try to get me with this. So I'm afraid that if I smoked on that, they would say that, like, I got to be really careful, too. Do the munchie meal with the singlet on. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Shawnee, I've done it myself with another wrestler. We'll see. Maybe we'll see. Yeah, we're going to try to get Lacey for Lulu that was on here yesterday. I talked to her yesterday afterwards. And hopefully she can come down to Vegas. I'll definitely get some content down here with her, do a feeding time. That'd be fun. Smoking. We'll see. Maybe I'll test out the munchie meal, see if I take a few hits, if they allow it. Problem is, I just don't want the video to get taken down. Then it's like I just ate that junk food for nothing with it. So, Mr. Adams says, Ryback, have you heard about the Hollow Earth theory? Subterranean civilizations exist beneath us. Neanderthals disappeared without a trace. Some believe they went down there. Maybe that is how I somehow got out and here I am. Maybe that's why I feel so different. Feel like it was like I kind of come from the hollow earth from deep within with it. And that's why I just don't relate, understand so many of these wrestling marks and their mentality. That has to be it. What else could it be? But yeah, guys, with that, we're going to wrap up. I got a lot to get done today here. I always appreciate all the love and support. Please check out my Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. Save 20% discount code FeedMe20, FeedMe20. At feedmemore.com to get 20% off, and you get a free shaker bottle with your orders as well, guys. I've got the Feed Me More Nutrition water bottle here as well with the bamboo top, the screw on top. With that, that's available on the website as well, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll be back again Monday. I'll have another feeding time coming out Monday morning around 8 a.m. and then the Ryback show between 9:30 and 10. Monday Pacific time, Monday through Friday, guys. Thank you again to everybody, Shawnee, Primitive, for coming on. A little alien conversation today. And until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more. Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch. Visit feedmemore.com.